This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Sunday made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. It's the first visit to Afghanistan since taking up his post as Washington considers whether to comply with a May the 1st deadline for pulling out all troops from the country under a year-old deal it signed with the Taliban. Austin held a meeting with President Ashraf Ghani after arriving in the Afghan capital, Kabul, from a trip to India. A Pentagon report quoted Austin as saying he visited Afghanistan to listen and learn, and that he wanted to understand what Ghani's concerns were. An Afghan presidential statement said Ghani and Austin expressed concern over the high level of violence and stressed the need to find a just and lasting peace in Afghanistan. Austin declined to comment on whether the Taliban have met the necessary conditions for U.S. troops to withdraw from the country by a May deadline. Canadian Pacific Railway on Sunday said it has agreed to buy Kansas City Southern for $25 billion in a deal to create the first rail network connecting the United States, Mexico, and Canada, betting on an increase in North American trade. The cash and shares deal would create the first U.S.-Mexico-Canada railroad, offering a single integrated rail system connecting ports on the U.S. Gulf, Atlantic, and Pacific coasts with overseas markets. The deal is contingent on the U.S. Surface Transportation Board blessing the transaction and Canadian railroad operators' previous attempts to buy U.S. rail companies have met limited success. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Israeli and Palestinian officials have confirmed that Israel has revoked the VIP permit, that's very important person permit, of the Palestinian foreign minister. Officials say Riyad Malki was informed of the decision as he returned to the West Bank on Sunday from a trip abroad. His trip included a visit to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The move appears to have been Israeli retaliation for the Palestinian support for the ICC's war crimes investigation against Israel. Losing his VIP status means Malki needs to seek special permission when traveling abroad. Russian jets hit rebel training camps Sunday in northwestern Syria near the Turkish border as Syrian artillery killed 7 civilians and injured 14 medics in an attack on a hospital in the area. The sources said a Russian surface-to-surface missile also hit the town of Ka, while Russian airstrikes came close to densely populated refugee camps along the border with Turkey. A gas facility was hit near Sarmada City in Idlib province, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. The world's largest vaccine producer, the Serum Institute of India, has told at least 3 countries that their COVID vaccine shipments will be delayed. The institute has informed Brazil, Morocco, and Saudi Arabia that the cause of the delay is India's own overwhelming need for the vaccine. India is experiencing a surge of infections. It has the 3rd highest number of coronavirus cases recorded, with 11.6 million, only the United States at 29.7 million cases, and Brazil at 11.9 million cases have more. The institute has been criticized for selling or donating more vaccines than the number of inoculations it's provided to its own people. Meanwhile, Brazil is in talks with the United States to import excess doses of coronavirus vaccine, according to its foreign ministry on Saturday. The South American nation recorded 79,069 new cases in a 24-hour period, according to its health ministry. It has reported more than 2,400 COVID-19 deaths. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has signed 3 measures to speed the purchase of vaccines. And the Philippine defense chief has demanded more than 200 Chinese vessels to leave a South China Sea reef claimed by Manila. Defense Secretary Delfin Lorenzana said Sunday the vessels were manned by militias. He also said the Chinese flotilla's presence was a provocative action of militarizing the area. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.